April 10th of January 1971, Srimad Bhagavatam.
Kriyadhara Rukha Sapiti Nidhita Svayam Dharma Adharma Va Nahi Vido Jathastu Sakatham Nachikasna Manam Kritamaitram Masetanam Vishrambha Niyabhutanam Sagrina Drugdhumarant. विश्वासेन नितराम अर्पितो आत्मा जीन तम विसंभन्य विश्वसनीय सगिनस सकथं नाधित आत्मानं कृतमित्रं मचीतनं विसंभन्य भूतानं सगिना दुःखमद सो दे जवदूता इज कंपेयरिंग the trustworthy government. Everything is discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. But people do not take advantage of all these instructions. They mean, Bhagavatam means that Rasa-lila, that's all. So many nice instructions are there in different controls. Actually, the Krishna is described in the 10th canto, and other 9 cantos are specially meant for purifying the heart and understanding real Krishna. Tat-tat. As it is described in the Bhagavad Gita. They do not know, those who take advantage of Krishna's Rasa-lila only, as ordinary story, they do not know Krishna tat-tat. But even though they do not know, because they are hearing about Krishna's pastimes, they are also becoming purified. But if they hear from authorized source, then the result will be bhaktin parang pratilabhya. They will be promoted to transcendental devotional platform. And the result will be that nidrogo kama. Actually, by hearing about Rasa-lila, the result will be that one will be raised to the platform of transcendental service, and the disease of lust within the heart, that is material disease, that will be completely vanquished. Ridrogam kamam apayunati asirat. Asirat. Very soon they will be able to eradicate the deep-rooted lusty desires in the heart of material existence. Material existence means lusty. Like Krishna Bhulya Jiva Bhoga Banchaka. Material life means simply to desire to enjoy. Of course, there is no enjoyment. That is. So, if one hears Ras Lila from authoritative source, the result is that he will be promoted to the transcendental platform of loving service to Krishna, and the material disease, lusty desires, will vanish. But they do not hear from the authoritative source, some professional reciter, they hear. Therefore they remain in the material existence of lusty affairs. And sometimes they turn to the Savajyan. And Krishna has connection with so many women. You know that in Vrindavan, the jugal version, one becomes Krishna and then one becomes Radha. That is your theory. And so many things are going on. Therefore we in this class, that first of all, read the 9 chapters very carefully. And then there are so many nice instructions where they do not hear about these nice instructions of Rami Uttar Bhushalitra. At least picked up some incidences they should hear. So, aṁ hi kitanit viśeṣa janma kottyāṁ aṁsa mapi yad vajahāra vibhūṣa nāma sasvayanaṁ hare. The charge of Viṣṇu-dūt for the Jama-dūt was that they did not know whom to arrest and whom not to arrest. Therefore he has criticized. Yamaraja is meant for arresting the criminal, sinful person. But these Yamadutas came to arrest a Yami who was already relieved from all sinful actions simply by chanting Narayana. That was not known to them. So in order to criticize them, that you do not know where to go and where not to go, they describe in so many ways. Now they are positively saying that ayam hi krita nidviśeṣa janma kottyāṁ hasāmapi. Even though he committed sinful activity for millions of years, he is now free. Ayam hi krita nirviśeṣa. He has completely counteracted all those sinful activities. How? Yad vajahāra vibhūṣa nāma sasvayanaṁ hare. Vibhūṣa, somehow or other, he has chanted the holy name of Hari. Asya papina dande kimattham akrusha priyate tatrahu ayam hi. Why you are attempting to arrest this person as criminal? Jamaduta jad jada vivasopi harir nama vyajahara uccharitama. There was no intention of chanting the holy name of Hari. But even though consciously or unconsciously he has chanted the holy name of Hari, therefore he is now free. Now we have to note this important, that the powerful Parinam is so strong that even one consciously or unconscious, sometimes they imitate Hare Krishna. They have no intention to chant the holy name of Krishna, but they imitate or criticize Hare Krishna, that is also a fact. That is also a fact. Just like the Mahavedans, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, they sometimes used to criticize these Hindus are chanting Hare Krishna. So they were imitating. So gradually they also became devotees. Jad vajahara vivasa nama sattayanam hare. Vivasa api harinnama vajahara uccharitavan. Nakivalam prayachittamatram harinnama apitu sattayanam mokha sadhanam api. So, Siddhartha Swami says that this chanting of holy name of Narayan, Hari, is not only counteracting his all sinful reactions, but he is now eligible to become liberated and being transferred to the spiritual world. Not only he has been freed from, but there is a reward for it. Eka hari name jato paap hare, paapi hoye tato paap kori bare nare. A sinful man is very expert in committing sinful activities, but here is a statement that the holy name of Hari is so powerful that even an expert criminal cannot commit as much sinful activity as by once chanting the holy name of Hari, it can be counted. He is unable. The expert criminal is very advanced in committing sinful life, but Shastra says that he cannot commit so many sinful. The one chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful. So one may say, non-believers, they may criticize that it is too much, but it is not too much. It is actual fact. Actual fact. That is apurad. One who thinks like that, that Harinam has not so much power that it can counter it, they are offended. For them, it is not so. But one who believes in the words of the Shastra, as it is stated here, for him, it is actually effective. Athavada. Out of 10 offenses, athavada. One who comments like that is athavada, and that is offense. To those who are cultivating the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, they should have firm faith in the statement of the Shastras that chanting of Hare Nama is so powerful. Iti naiva jhavana asya kritam syada aghaniskritam jada narayanayati jagada chaturaksaram. Clearly says that chaturaksaram, this four alphabet, narayana, four, narayana. Because he has uttered these four alphabets, Narayana, But he had no offense in chanting. He sincerely chanted, offenseless chanting. Therefore, he became free immediately. Tete naiva jhagana asya kritam syada aghaniskritam jada narayanaiti jagada chaturaksharam. Nano karma karmasad gunakaram harir nameti yuktam jasya smityacha namakta tapo jagga kriya disu nunam sampurna sang jati sadya bande achyutam ityadi vasanam. So Siddha Swami is quoting from Shastras that Vardha Parikaratena Mokhaya Gamanam Prithiti Smite Nakrivalam Prayasitta Harinama Pitu Satvayana Makrasadhanam Api Sakiru Charitana Jena Prithi Akharayadham Baddha Parikarastena Mokhaya Gamanam Prithiti. It is a quotation from Smriti Shastra that Sakrit Uccharitam Jina Pari Iti Akharadvayam. If anyone simply chants this two alphabets, Ari, Hari, then Baddha Parikarastena Purikarastena Mokhaya Gamanam Pratiti. Although he is a conditioned soul, his path for liberation is open. Jasya smityasa namaksya tapajagya kriyadishu Nunam sampunatang jati sadra bande achyutam ityadi vachana. There is another quotation that jasya smityasa namaktya tapa jagga kriyadi. These are pious activities. Austerity and sacrifice, tapa jagga and kriya. Pious activities. Everything is done simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. There is no need of doing anything. Simply by chanting one can achieve the result of japa, yoga and other ritualistic performance prescribed in the Veda. This is specially advised to the Karmakandiyas, those who are very much fond of performing ritualistic ceremonies. For them, this instruction is specially meant that if you chant simply Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, then you get all the results of japa, yoga and other ritualistic performance. Sātantrena tatka nivartatam harinnāma katham syāt tatrāhu ete naiva iti aghona annayata magavat Sabda, this light is not sufficient.